Fasten your seatbelts and turn up your radio. We're going on a road trip. Summer in Wisconsin is a time for celebration, with fairs, festivals, and cultural events that share the very best of what our state has to offer. It's where you'll discover local musicians performing on outdoor stages under a starry summer sky, delicious, locally produced foods and beverages, glorious works of art, and so much more. These are the events that bring communities together when people from all walks of life gather to socialize and to learn about Wisconsin's rich history. From the smell of freshly spun cotton candy to the taste of a locally produced beer, Wisconsin's many fairs and festivals are what makes summer so unforgettable year after year. Welcome to Route 51. I'm Shereen Seewert. Today, we take a look at where to go and what to do this summer, from country fairs to dragon boat races, cheese curd festivals, fishing jamborees, and more, and the places you'll want to explore along the way. Pick any weekend in the summer, and you're sure to find somewhere to go and something new and exciting to do. During today's program, we invite you to join the conversation and offer your own recommendations by calling 800-780-9742 or email ideas at WPR.org. Wisconsin Department of Tourism Secretary Designee Ann Sayers began her career in hospitality, serving up food and beverages in hotels and coffee shops. But today, Sayers is an experienced organizational administrator and marketing professional who has served in leadership roles with a variety of nonprofit organizations at the state, national, and international level for more than two decades. She was named Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism in September 2021 after serving as Acting Secretary and Deputy Secretary before that. And we are so pleased to welcome Ann today to Route 51 to share her recommendations and ideas to make 2022 the best summer ever. Ann, thank you so much for being here.
Wow, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
Well, before we get too deep into all the great destinations and events we'll be discussing over the next hour, I'm really curious about your job. It sounds like one of the most interesting jobs in the state. So tell me what a day in life looks like for you.
It is. I feel so lucky. It's an amazing job. I mean, the full-time job could just be keeping up with it all, everything there is to offer the consumer when they travel Wisconsin, from events like we're talking about today to new culinary options, agritourism, outdoor recreation. It's about discovering all of that and then bringing it direct to the consumer, making sure they know about these opportunities when they make their vacation plans, and just encouraging them to come to Wisconsin, spend more time here, spend more nights here, add more things to their to-do list. And then, of course, supporting all of our partners in hospitality, restaurants, hotels, attractions, and more.
There are a ton of festivals and events happening this summer, and you've got a pretty comprehensive list on the Travel Wisconsin website.
Yeah. Okay. So events are one of the very top reasons people travel to Wisconsin. Events and outdoor recreation are huge travel motivators. So we make it a huge emphasis to make sure that those events are listed on our website. We currently have 1,600 events on travelwisconsin.com. So I am by no means an expert on all of them, but I am excited to see where today takes us.
Me too. Well, for a lot of people, summer in Wisconsin means outdoor music. It's the time of year when you get out there and listen, and there are some fantastic opportunities to take in local artists and national artists. Some communities have these weekly concert series, and I know they're really popular. Wausau's Concerts on the Square on Wednesdays, and then Eau Claire has the Sounds Like Summer Concert Series on Thursdays in Phoenix Park. Do you have a sense of how popular these have gotten over the years?
Well, they were hugely popular prior to the pandemic, and some were able to continue over the last couple of years. But what we're expecting, what we're hearing from folks, is that this is going to be a very important option in folks' summer plans, especially because so many of them land on weeknights, and it's a beautiful summer night, but it's a Tuesday. What are you going to do? What a perfect opportunity to just head downtown and see some live music and hang out with the rest of the community.
Right. Grab a picnic, grab your family, and put out a blanket and just enjoy. What are some other communities that have those kinds of concerts?
Yeah, well, speaking of Tuesday nights, Rice Lake has the Music in the Park. That's at the Veterans Memorial City Park. In Bayfield on Tuesdays and Thursdays, they have concerts by the lake. And in La Crosse, Tuesdays are the Moon Tunes at Riverside Park.
Oh, I love it. How important are these to a community's identity and their kind of sense of belonging?
you can really tell even by the way they name them and the way they set them up and the types of bands they invite or the food carts that are there or the vendors that show up. It becomes very personal and a big part of the identity of those communities, that how they want to celebrate together.
Of course, there are great festivals, too, events that play out over several days. There are lots of them in Wisconsin. Summerfest, the big one, set up a little bit differently this year as it was last year. Rather than running continuously as it did before, it's running over a period of weekends from June 23rd to July 9th. There's 12 stages of live music. So great for taking in the bigger artists like Jason Isbell, Rod Stewart, John Fogerty, but also for discovering those up-and-coming artists that are playing at the smaller stages. Sometimes they are just absolutely magical. The details at summerfest.com, the lineup is just spectacular. But one festival I wanted to ask you about is one I've never been to, and it just never works out with my schedule, the Blue Ox. And I know that's one of your favorites. Tell us a little bit about the Blue Ox.
Well, this is the ultimate bluegrass and Americana music festival. It has over 35 artists on three different stages. The whole family, they have a lot going on for everyone. So workshops, disc golf, kids activities, art installations. They have something called the Soul Sanctuary, which is a wellness tent where you can take in some yoga classes, sound healing, meditation, Reiki, and more. So that's a really different amenity that you don't see at every music festival.
Yeah, that's really different. I love it when music festivals incorporate things more than just music, so you really make an experience. But if you're going to go to Eau Claire and you're going to spend some time there, you're going to go to the Blue Ox, are there any other must-sees, must-visits in Eau Claire that you would recommend people explore along the way?
Yes, and especially if you're a music fan, you have to check out Eau Claire's boutique hotel. This is the Oxbow. It's actually partially owned by Justin Vernon, of course, from Bon Iver. So, and it's a beautiful hotel, definitely worth, if nothing else, stop in for a drink and kind of take it all in. And then also make sure to check out, this is such a cool thing happening in Eau Claire, the sculpture tour. It is on its way to becoming the largest rotating walking sculpture tour in the entire nation. They now have over 50 public works of art around the city, and it's a really fun way to spend a few hours and kind of take it slow, take it all in, maybe do a little shopping, grab some ice cream.
That sounds wonderful. I want to remind folks that they can call in with their own recommendations, 800-780-9742. Definitely give us a call if you've got a recommendation for your favorite summer festival. We'd love to hear from you. Kadot has two notable festivals every year. Country Fest coming up later this month, starting June 22nd. Rock Fest in July, July 14th through the 16th. These are huge festivals. They're really well attended. And Kadot's a small community. I mean, that's kind of the magic of it, too. Some of the biggest biggest names this year, Florida Georgia Line, Jason Aldean and Lee Bryce at Country Fest. At Rock Fest, we've got Shinedown, Skillet, Evanescence, Lita Ford, Warrant, and Firehouse. And I've got to say, I'm 53 years old, so for people in my age group, These are big and familiar names, and yeah. I think it's great that these festival organizers do such a great job of getting in artists that really span multiple generations. Have you ever been to the Kadot area? I'm curious.
Yes, I received the worst sunburn of my life at Country Fest. But it was worth it. Just pack a hat and some sunscreen. Be smarter than Anne. But it is a blast. And you're right. The names that they're able to secure in Kadot, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. You will have the time of your life.
I do want to mention there are a couple places, if you're in the area, to visit. The Wisconsin Veterans Tribute is there. Wanted to bring that up. That's really a touching thing, and just really heart-wrenching. The Kadot Area Historical Society is really neat. And on a little fun note, Yellowstone cheese is a place you definitely want to stop if you're in the Kadot area. One of the festivals on your favorite list is the Driftless Music Festival. I've never been. So what is it about this one that you love, the Driftless Music Festival? I think it's in Viroqua. Yeah.
Well, anything in the Driftless area is always a blast, isn't it? Just getting out into those rolling hills and taking in a day there. It's a free event. It's in Eckhart Lake. It's in downtown Viroqua. It's a family-friendly music festival. It's all about the community out there. They're celebrating sort of the broader diversity of sounds and ethnicities and cultures than what you would normally get in a small Midwestern town. And this year they're featuring McNasty Brass Band. They have Kendra Swanson, Tani Diakiti, and the Afro-Funk Stars, and Ryan Nacy.
Very fun. What else is there to explore in that area? I have to tell you, I've never been to Viroqua, and I've not been there and stayed anyway.
I'm excited for you. Put this on your to-do list. Viroqua is filled with apple orchards. There's the Kickapoo Valley Reserve in Lafarge, and you can paddle or float down the Kickapoo River, which is really, really a Wisconsin experience you have to do.
Well, I graduated from Rhinelander High School, so my fellow Hodags would be very upset with me if I did not mention the Hodag Country Music Festival. This is coming up July 7th through the 10th, a huge draw every year, and it's been happening since 1978. Now, when I went to high school in Rhinelander, it was just called Country Fest, and the people up there still call it Country Fest. They don't call it the Hodag. They just call it Country Fest, and every year it draws so many people. And one really cool thing about it is the band contest they have every year. They have bands that compete all over the regions in these contests called pickoffs. And then those winners compete to become Wisconsin state champion performers. And it's just so inspiring to see these up and coming artists and how amazing they are. And Rhinelander is just a great place to go. Every bit as much of the natural beauty as some nearby tourist destinations, but it's a much quieter place to visit, except during Country Fest, of course. So,
right.
Yes.
And there's the brewery and the Riverwalk.
Oh, yes. There's so much to do. And the brewery is just lots and lots of fun. But lots of wonderful opportunities for water sports and hiking and just a lovely, lovely area. Last year, you and I had a conversation about Mile of Music in Appleton, and you told me it was one of your favorites. And I went last year, and now I can see why, because it was fantastic. So tell us about Mile of Music and what to expect there.
I'm so glad you went. You're right. This is one of my absolute favorites. They actually take a full mile of downtown Appleton and transform it into this musical oasis. There is music literally everywhere, on the buses, on the streets, in every kind of store, furniture stores and coffee shops and anything else. It's just music pouring out of into the streets. 8,000 fans are there. And it's a wide variety of music. And what I love most is it's all original music.
It is. And it's free to get into all the venues, which is really neat. Mm-hmm. You can just walk around. There's also an educational component to the festival. At Lawrence University teams up with Hyde Music, and they have some fun little classes. Last year, we took a little ukulele class. They had a fun drumming class. And all those things are free, and it's just a wonderful place to visit. What else in the Appleton area do you recommend seeing when you're in Appleton for Mile of Music?
Well, I've gone so many times, I now have an exact plan of what I have to hit. Amazing ramen at a little restaurant called Bowl 91. That's a good place to rest up after you've been rocking pretty hard all day. The Trout Museum is a hidden gem, gorgeous art museum right there on that same mile with all the rest of the music. I always do a little shopping over at Lillian's, again, right there on the street. Saturday morning, there's always a farmer's market, and then you got to stop at Basil's Pub to have a drinky poo and watch the fish in the fish tank right there at the bar.
And don't forget Cleo's downtown.
Cleo's,
it's Christmas every day at Cleo's. You're listening to Ann Sayers on Route 51, a discussion on the many fairs and festivals that make Wisconsin the place to be. Coming up, where the cheese curds are and other festivals you won't want to miss. Also, where to find the most colorful balloons of the summer. We'd like to hear your recommendations, too, when you call us at 800-780-9742. You can also send an email to ideas@wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seward. This is Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
The sun's in the sky, and nothing can go wrong. Kiss winter goodbye and sing this summer song. Whoa, 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 I'm gonna sing this summer song. Whoa, 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 I'm gonna sing.
We're back on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seewert. Ann Sayers is our guest today on Route 51 for a look at Wisconsin's best summer events. What are your favorites? We would love to know. Email us at ideas@wpr.org or join us by phone at 800-780-9742. One of the best things about summer in Wisconsin is the fresh produce. And this time of year, we are all anticipating our first taste of rhubarb. I'm already looking up recipes. June 11th, there's a rhubarb festival in Osceola. I've never been there. What happens during that festival?
Yes, so this is a celebration of all things rhubarb. You can expect pies and bars and crisps and bake sales galore. You can spend the whole day at the Mill Pond Park. There's a pancake breakfast to kick things off, and then there's a farmer's market and a community-wide garage sale that's part of it. The kids spend the afternoon in the bouncy house, the fishing clinic, or sponsor a rubber duck in the duck-a-thon race that's right there on at Mill Pond Park.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Are there great places to visit in the Osceola area as well? Any place that you would recommend stopping along the way?
Yes, you can stay at the beautiful and historic St. Croix Valley Inn. This is perched on a bluff overlooking the St. Croix River. And when you stay there, you get a complimentary train ticket, a check-in, so you can leave in time for the St. Croix Valley Railway. Or you could paddle along the St. Croix River, which is now a national scenic riverway. Absolutely stunning. And right in the center of downtown, there is a stairs to a 25-foot roaring waterfall. It's Cascade Falls right there downtown.
Ooh, beautiful. That sounds like a great place to stop. Well, the other day, someone said to me that Wisconsin is all about cheese, beer, and bratwurst, and that sure seems to be the truth. Ellsworth is the site of a huge cheese curd party every year. I know it's happening from June 24th to 25th. They have craft beer, too. What goes on at the festival? But actually, you know, before I even ask you that, how did cheese curds ever get to be a thing? Do you know? I've always wondered this. How did cheese curds come to be?
I should know. June is dairy month, so maybe we can track down the history.
Maybe
during June. I don't know how we came up with that, but it was genius. Props to whoever.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm so glad they did. Well, what about the Ellsworth cheese curd party, cheese curd festival?
Yes, so celebration that started with the famous Ellsworth Cooperative Creamery curds. There's a ton of great activities for the whole family. There's me tasting and sampling over 20 cheese curd dishes, a cheese curd eating contest. Maybe that's the thing for you and me. Mm-hmm. Live music, a vendor marketplace, and a classic car show. It's a free two-day event. They have over 6,000 pounds of cheese curds will be served over those 2 days.
Ooh, that's a lot of cheese. That sounds
that's
really good.
A lot
good.
Of cheese.
Well, one of the biggest draws in Wausau every summer is the annual Chalk Fest downtown. The sight of kids drawing on the pavement is just so nostalgic. I just love it. But this festival also has some incredibly talented artists who participate. So you've got these little kids who are doing things, and then you have these artists that come in and make these masterpieces. What do you think draws people into this kind of event, knowing that the artwork that they create is going to be gone in a few days?
It is a truly spectacular thing. I guess it's kind of summer's answer to an ice carving festival. It is true art. I mean, you will not believe the masterpieces that end up on the sidewalk. It's over 100 artists. You'll end up seeing 400 works of art, and you can actually just be there and watch it come to life, which is, as someone who loves art but is not good at it herself, I just love watching it happen, the process of it. And then you're right, there's also the Chalk Fest for the kids under 12. So they're invited to explore their artistic talents. They can grab a box of colored chalk and a chalkboard, or grab pastels and paper that they can take home with them and kind of keep that inspiration alive, which is really sweet.
Very cool vibe there, too. They usually have somebody performing some acoustic music, and there's food trucks, and it's just really a cool event. Also in Wausau, the Taste and Glow Balloon Festival. This is actually a new one. This is only the second year for it. It replaced a prior event. What do you know about the Taste and Glow Balloon Festival?
We are really excited about this. It's 42 hot air balloons. They're on display for tethered. You can take a tethered ride. At night, you can come out into the field with all the balloons, and they're all lit up. It's a really cool, also a very cool vibe going on there. And it's kind of a two-for-one event because the Taste of Marathon County is going on at the same time. So there's a lot of local restaurants, food trucks, and nonprofits participating. And tons of kids' activities. There's log rollers, a swap meet, flea market, bands, bouncy house, a laser show. This is a great new addition to the event lineup, and I definitely think folks should make it a priority.
It was very well attended this last year, and I'm certain it will be as well this year. While you're in Wausau, I want to recommend checking out Rib Mountain State Park, the kayaking on the Rib and the Wisconsin Rivers, and the gorgeous riverfront area. The River Edge Trail, also great for biking and walking, too. What kind of stops do you make when you're in Wausau, Anne?
Well, I think a really fun fact about Wausau is that it's home to 10% of the world's ginseng. So you can actually plan an excursion and learn about this very unexpected Wisconsin crop. You can take a tour of a ginseng enterprise, and it's early May through the harvest season in late October that you can do that. So that's something different and educational.
Some of the businesses in the area have ginseng-themed beer, ginseng-themed tequila. There's all kinds of things that you can try that are ginseng-themed. So if visitors should definitely ask about that when they're in the area as well. Anyone who's taken a drive on Highway 51 through Mercer has undoubtedly seen this huge loon on the side of the road. I remember the first time I saw it thinking, what is that doing there? But Mercer celebrates the loon, and they celebrate it with a big loon celebration each year. I've never been to that. So tell us about that.
Yeah, this is interesting. It's a weekday festival. It happens on a Wednesday, and it celebrates our iconic black and white birds that grace our lakes. Mercer has the highest concentration of nesting loon pairs in the continental United States, so no wonder they make a big deal out of this. The loon's distinctive wail, that evocative summertime sound that you hear at dusk, and during the festival, you can actually try your hand at the world-famous loon calling contest. I could tell you right now, I would fail miserably at that.
I would too.
But while you're there, you can take in the flea market, sidewalk sales, raffles, games for kids, and live music all day long.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Listeners, you can call in your questions or your recommendations to 800-780-9742. You can email us to ideas@wpr.org. If you really want to learn about the state's lumberjack history, one for the list has to be the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward. People come from all over the world to compete at this. It's July 28th to 30th. I want to make sure to mention it because Charlie Behrens is performing this year. He's just fantastic. I mean, how important is the state's logging industry to our overall identity in Wisconsin? It's huge.
It is. It's an important part of our heritage. And what they have done in Hayward to make this Lumberjack World Championship a must-do event and really put Hayward on the map. They have the Berkey in the winter, and they have this world championship in the summer. The grounds alone are so incredibly impressive. As a attendee, you're going to have a fabulous experience, and you'll get to see the chopping, the sawing, the speed climbing, the axe throwing, the boom running, the log rolling. I mean, it is so thrilling to be a spectator.
Definitely. And it's a beautiful area to visit as well. But summer is also a really great time to experience a Native American powwow. In a couple of weeks, Mole Lake will host their Strawberry Moon powwow. This has been on a two-year hiatus due to COVID. So it's back this year. And it's just a wonderful opportunity to better understand Native American culture. I love it because you can camp right there. It's Father's Day weekend. But one of the powwows on your list was the Honor the Earth powwow happening this year. So can you tell us a little bit about that? I've never been to it.
Yes, so this is July 15th through 17th, also in Hayward. It's an Ojibwe tradition. It celebrates the annual gathering of tribes to honor Mother Earth and the Creator with drumming, dancing, and song. You can enjoy an authentic tribal experience with music and dancing, crafts, and food. Lacouture royalty will be crowned in a special recognition ceremony during the event. And it has traditional arts, cooking contest, a run walk, and a softball and a golf tournament.
Oh, wow. So it's a big event. It's not just the powwow, but really there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, it's another one of those events that they've created a reason to bring the community together, and then they just make the most of it.
Yeah. Well, Wisconsin is home to 11 federally recognized tribes. And as I mentioned, the summer months, there are a number of opportunities to celebrate Native heritage and culture. I want to ask you, too, about the annual Native Art Marketplace. I think it's actually going on this weekend. This is not just an ordinary art show. So what do you know about the annual Native Art Marketplace? Excuse me.
Yes. So this is in Mount Horeb. It's actually June 4th and 5th. And this is the art of Wisconsin's first people on display and for sale at the Driftless Historium, which is just over in Mount Horeb. Free music, dance, and cultural presentations by traditional Ho-Chunk tribal members in conjunction with the Legal Little Eagle Arts Foundation.
Have you been to Mount Horeb? I've never been to Mount Horeb.
Oh, it's so great. It's known, it is all about its trolls. So one thing you got to try is the Grumpy Troll Brew Pub. They have great stop for lunch and a beer. Or Brick Cider is another really great stop. And also it's home to Cave of the Mounds, which is a natural cavern with the stalactites and stalagmites of limestone. It's also on the National Natural Landmark Registry. It's actually in Blue Mounds, but they're right next to each other. And the grounds there are gorgeous, above ground and below ground. Worth checking out Cave of the Mounds.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, it wouldn't be Wisconsin if we didn't talk about polkas, right? So right. How did polkas become such a center of our Midwestern traditions?
This is another answer I don't exactly know. I think I need to brush up on my history.
I am putting you on the spot today.
I'm too busy participating.
Well, New Glarus has a polka fest that's coming up June 10th and 11th. There's Pulaski Polka Days in July. I know one of your favorites is the Willard Polka Festival. So when is that and what makes the Willard Polka Festival so special?
Yeah, okay, so this is in Willard. It's June 17th through the 19th. Polka is, as we're talking about, the state dance, the official state dance, and there's no better way to celebrate. This will be their 39th annual Polka Fest in Willard. It's a full lineup of polka bands. Dancing, food, and refreshments are all on deck for a full three-day event.
Sounds great. So much of the festival scene in Wisconsin has to do with our heritage, our cultural heritage. I'm guessing that the Polka Fest came out of the German heritage, right? So, but part of my family has quite a bit of Slovak background, and one of the festivals on my bucket list is the Czech Slovak Community Festival in Phillips. What do you know about that one?
Yes, that's coming up June 17th through the 18th. This is their 37th annual. They're celebrating the rich Czechoslovakian heritage, and it's hosted at the Elk Lake Park and the Wisconsin Concrete Park. It's a free festival. It features traditional Czech and Slovak cuisine, arts, and craft vendors, historical displays, kids' activities, and more. And you can watch the Lipa Slovak dancers, I think I said that correctly, cheer on the contestants of the Miss Czech Slovak Wisconsin State Queen Pageant Talent Competition, or dance at the Copper Box Band Concert.
Well, the food is so great at these festivals, but I think what's really special is getting a better understanding of the history of these groups. One of the reasons this festival exists is to recognize the people who fled oppression and settled in Price County from the mid-1800s through the 1920s. And they have so many displays that show just so much about their culture and the history of the people who now live here. The other side of my family, though, is all Irish. And I know La Crosse has a big Irish fest coming up. What do you know about that?
August 12th through the 14th in La Crosse, you can bring the whole family. This is the 17th annual Irish Fest in La Crosse. It features Irish and Celtic music from all over Ireland, Scotland, and the U.S. You can participate in games and activities, visit the cultural tent, experience traditional music, Irish dancers, of course, and cultural exhibitions. Other fun events include sheep shearing.
Sheep shearing.
Bagpipe demonstrations and the classic kilt run walk.
Fun.
And it's all, of course, accompanied by delicious Irish food.
Sounds wonderful. And then the Festival Italiano happens in Hurley. That's coming up later in the summer, early September, yes?
Yep, September 3rd. This is Northern Wisconsin's one-day festival embracing everything Italian. Stop by for a day of scrumptious Italian cuisine, activities for the whole family, live music, and so much more. You love to see Hurley doing something like this. It's great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And for people who want to travel to Milwaukee, it feels like there are cultural festivals almost every week. Greek Fest, Irish Fest, Mexican Fiesta. And there is a great resource at visitmilwaukee.org if you want to check that out. One music thing I wanted to bring up earlier, and I neglected to do so, is talking about the blues. The blues, a big draw in Wisconsin, and one of the finest blues festivals in the Midwest is the Big Bull Falls Music Festival in Wausau. It happens August 19th and 20th at the Isle of Ferns Park, and it draws bands from all across the country. Definitely one of my favorites. Art shows, too, are also a really big thing throughout Wisconsin. Even some of the farmers markets have added art vendors. We see them in Bayfield, some in the Wausau area, the Stevens Point area as well. There's a Lake Country Arts and Crafts show in Lakewood. Have you ever been to that one? That's a biggie.
I haven't yet, and I'm putting it on my list because I am a huge fan of art fairs.
Definitely. And Lakewood is a gorgeous area besides. A lot of opportunities to canoe, to kayak, to water ski. But this is a lumbering town. And I do want to point out that if you visit Lakewood, the Belcom Logging Camp is a must-see if you go. It's the oldest logging camp in the country on its original site. So we are going to take a break, but we want to remind listeners that they can call us at 800-780-9742 with your favorites, your recommendations. We would love to hear what is the best festival in Wisconsin. And you can also email us at ideas@WPR.org. You're listening to Ann Sayers on Route 51 for an overview of the best fairs, festivals, and cultural events of the summer in Wisconsin. So which of Wisconsin's festivals is a must? Again, the number to call, 800-780-9742, and email us at ideas@WPR.org. I'm Shereen Seward. This is Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea and lingered there so warm and fair to walk with me. All summer long we sang a song and strolled on golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind.
We're back on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward with our guest Ann Sayers, Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. You're welcome to join in the discussion and offer up your suggestions too. Email us at ideas@WPR.org or join us by phone. The number to call is 800-780-9742. Well, the longevity of the county fair's popularity really makes it unique as a cultural icon. This is not purely a Wisconsin thing. I know it's not, but we certainly have plenty of them here. Why do you think that the fair is a tradition that has endured for so many years?
There's just something about the buildup to a fair that, you know, everybody knows when it's happening and everybody has their traditions of what they must hit when they're there. And they know who they're going to see, and connections will be rebuilt. And it's just, I don't know, it feels like just part of who we are, and it is always so much fun. Also, calories don't count at the fair, so there's that.
Well, everybody knows that, yes. What's your favorite part of going to a fair? I'm curious.
I love seeing the animals, that's for sure. I used to like the rides, but I think maybe I'm getting too old.
I used to like the rides, too. I no longer like big thrills, so I don't do that anymore, but except maybe a Ferris wheel here and there, but that's about it.
Make space for the eating.
Oh, yeah. And what's your favorite fair food?
Oh, gosh. Anything fried, I guess.
That goes without saying. And I know that you can get fried cheese curds anywhere, but there is just something about the fair cheese curd that is out of this world, fresh out of the vat. And they're in, you know, in this greasy container in your hand. And oh, there is just
something
else.
And you're
kind
of hot. And I always get mine with a fresh root beer, oh, which is another treat I never miss at the state fair or any fair.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, let's talk about some of the fairs that are happening throughout the area. The Northern Wisconsin State Fair happens each year in Chippewa Falls. What can you tell us about that one?
Well, you've got two great options, the Northern Wisconsin State Fair and the Central Wisconsin State Fair. Now, the Northern Wisconsin one in Chippewa Falls is an annual fair with livestock, crafts, homemaking, educational exhibits, outstanding 4-H displays, of course. You can enjoy more than a mile of Midway thrills, great food stands, grandstand entertainment. You can check out the Kids from Wisconsin show. That's always fun. Or maybe you're in the mood for pig, duck, and goat races. And this year, the main stage will have performances each day, including Charlie Behrens.
Ah, Charlie Behrens. He's making the rounds this year. That's for sure. And he is so fun. He is just one of the most fun people ever.
We are so lucky that he is a homegrown Wisconsinite. And yeah, he'll be at the state fair too.
Oh, yes. That's right. That's right. We have Sharon from Washburn on the line. Thanks for calling, Sharon.
Well, it's nice to talk to you.
Thanks. What did you want to ask?
We have an event in Washburn this weekend, Soundcheck. Now, you may think that that's a musical term of checking the mics, but we spell it C-H-E-Q because we're on Shawamigan Bay, which is spelled with a Q. Soundcheck is an event over 3 days featuring three bands, all from the Shawamigan Bay area, and they play at three venues, and it's only $25 to hear the best of our neighborhood, and we are a neighborhood full of quality musicians.
Well, I love Washburn. It's a wonderful place to go, and that sounds like a fantastic festival. Thank you so much for bringing that up, Sharon. Appreciate
it. It's at three different venues, and it starts tonight at 5 o'clock.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you. Again, the number to call, 800-780-9742, if you have a festival that you would like to recommend to us. The Central Wisconsin State Fair is one you have on your favorite list. And what is the best thing about the Central Wisconsin State Fair?
This is Marshfield. It's coming up August 23rd to the 28th. This fair has been going on for more than a century, which is just incredible. And it is the world's largest round barn. It's located on the fairgrounds. It's been listed on the National Register of Historic Places since 1997. Some of the other events there include the 4-H and open class exhibits, new Midway carnival rides, monster trucks, demolition derby, commercial exhibits, and special programs. Food and beer gardens, of course. And this year, country music star Gary Allen will headline the grandstand on Friday night.
They always have great music there, too. What other experiences do you recommend in Marshfield? If you're visiting for the weekend, you want to make a trip of it.
I love this one, the Jurassic Trail. This runs through downtown Marshfield. It is a must-see public installation of mystical metal sculptures hailing from the famous Jurassic Park just outside of Marshfield. It's a mile and a half long trail. It weaves past some of the city's best shops and restaurants, and it's inhabited by giant turtles, musical cats, larger-than-life fire-breathing dragons. It is so cool. You can just kind of walk at a leisurely pace. Most visitors, it takes them about 30, 45 minutes. But you can stop and take in some of these incredible sculptures while you also, you know, grab some food and do a little shopping along the way.
Marshfield's a wonderful community. We have a caller. Rebecca is calling from Menominee. Welcome to Route 51, Rebecca.
Hi there.
Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I love the sunshine.
Oh, me too. Well, what is your recommendation?
I've got a couple. One is called Wren in the Glen. It's just outside of Glenwood City. It's a tiny little Renaissance fair, and it's a beautiful setting, and it's great for families, and it's just fun every year. It's just one weekend.
That sounds fun.
In July. Yeah, very fun. The other one is Chalk Fest in Eau Claire. Eau Claire has some wonderful festivals all summer, and I think Chalk Fest is a winner.
That's great to know. We did talk about the Chalk Fest in Wausau, but it's great to know that Eau Claire has one as well. Thank you so much, Rebecca. I appreciate it. We're continuing to talk about our fairs and festivals on Route 51. 800-780-9742 is the number to call, or you can email us ideas@wpr.org. The Wisconsin State Fair in West Allis is happening every year in August. It stretches on for 11 days. This is a great opportunity to take in some fantastic music. Toby Keith, Kansas, the Oak Ridge Boys with Lee Greenwood, all in the lineup this year. When we think about fairs, we think about food and rides and live music, but they're really all about showcasing art and agriculture. What are some of your favorite fair activities to watch for?
When the kids are with their animals, I guess that's the part you just love, the pride of them actually showing those animals and the behind the scenes, which you get to be a part of too as a fairgoer. So you can see them in the stalls, brushing them and giving them a little extra love before they head out. And I think that's the piece that, you know, is a whole summer or many summers of care and love that have built up to that moment. It's really fun to watch both the animals and the kids.
It sure is. There are a lot of racing fans in Wisconsin and some fantastic opportunities to watch, including the Antigo Lions Roaring Raceway Off-Road Races. Tell us about this one.
Yes, this Antigo, June 4th and 5th, a do-not-miss premier off-road event featuring short course Amsoil Championship off-road racers. You can get your day or weekend passes for this high-speed racing action at the Langlade County Fairgrounds. You can plan to attend the kickoff party. That's on Thursday, June 2nd, with a parade in downtown Antigo with live entertainment by Jason McNabb and The Rain.
That sounds great. I graduated from high school in Rhinelander. I said that earlier. And everyone I knew back in the day went to the Crandon Brush Run every year. It was just always a big event. And this year is like no other. This is the 29th Forest County Potawatomi Brush Run Races, off-road racing, night racing under the lights, live music. This is happening June 24th through the 26th. And it's a gorgeous place to visit, too. The Forest County Potawatomi Cultural Center is a must. The Nicolet National Forest is right there. So if you're into hiking and biking, this is a great weekend trip for you. Have you ever been to the Minocqua Dragon Boat Festival? It is.
I haven't, but it sounds so amazing. August 19th through the 20th. This is in Torpy Park in downtown Minocqua. So it sounds like there's teams of up to 20 paddlers and one drummer. They race 300 meters from east to west and finishing at Torpy's Park Swimming Beach by the BJ Sports Shop. And it sounds just an incredible display of strength and teamwork. There's kids' activities. Have you been?
Yeah, and the opening ceremony is really something that you want to see. The opening ceremony is about the spirits of the dragon boats that are sleeping in the mountains until they're awoken during this eye-dotting ceremony. This is something that's done to bless the competitors and with the spirit of the dragon and the goddess of the sea. It's just a really cool thing to see. And of course,
and the whole event raises money for the Howard Young Foundation, a nonprofit that's dedicated to advancing health and wellness in the local community. So that's pretty great.
It does. It does. Let's talk a little bit about Minocqua, because, I mean, people go to Minocqua a lot. But there, and of course, we know the things like the downtown area is really fun. Of course, there's Lake Minocqua, but there's a lot to do in the Minocqua area. What are some of the recommendations you have for people who are taking a road trip there?
Well, there's the Bearskin State Trail. That's a 21.5-mile trail from Minocqua up to Tomahawk. It follows a former railroad corridor and is one of the most scenic rail trails in northern Wisconsin. In the summer, of course, you can walk, jog, or bike. I happened to do it on a snowmobile this winter. It was beautiful. So that highly recommended. Some bridges over the water and a really peaceful place. It's also located in northern Wisconsin's lake country. So Minocqua has 2,300 bodies of fresh water, the highest concentration in the entire world. So you're going to want to get out and do some boating, swimming, fishing, maybe all of the above. There's also a zip line opportunity.
Yes.
In Minocqua. 13 zip lines and a lot more to explore.
I heard that's really fun to do the zip line up there, but I've not tried it myself. But fishing is king in Wisconsin. We were just talking about all the bodies of water up there. One of the biggest events of the season is the annual Muskie Jamboree. Tell us about that.
Yes, Boulder Junction. This is August 12th through the 14th. It's tucked away in Boulder Junction, one of the greatest summer blowouts that you will have, celebrating from sunrise to sunset. The Muskie Fun Run will have you racing off the beaten path as you explore countless activities that the festival has to offer. Annual festivities kick off with a bang on Friday night, 7 to 10:30, with live music by Hip Pocket. And it's the Muskie capital of the world. So the weekend features a car show, over 100 art and crafts booths, food booths, kids casting contests, bake sales, Lions Club flea market, live entertainment, fly-in, and more.
Sounds like a blast. Mustard Day. Like, can we talk about Mustard Day? I've never been to the National Mustard Museum. It has been on my list forever. I've never been. But there's a big celebration, National Mustard Day, August 6th. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's celebrated annually, first Saturday of August. It's in Middleton. It's a fun-filled, sun-splash day for the whole family. The Mustard Day Street Festival features music and games and other entertainment, as well as hot dogs, brats, free mustard sampling, of course. And National Mustard Museum has been the official sponsor and host of this event since 1991. And that's just another one of those gems we are so lucky to have here in Wisconsin.
Well, the 4th of July is right around the corner. It hardly seems possible, I know, but it's really only a few weeks away. Some communities in Wisconsin really do it up in a big way. Mozanie has a wonderful parade. They've got a festival and some fantastic fireworks. Madeline Islands is really well known for having one of the best fireworks displays in the state. What are some of the best fireworks displays you would personally recommend and the best 4th of July celebrations?
Yeah, I mean, I have a couple good ideas for you. There really is a lot going on at 4th of July. So one is to head downtown Wisconsin Dells. It's one of the most spectacular fireworks displays in Wisconsin. There's over 1,300 fireworks that will be launched this year. It's called the Fireworks Extravaganza. They make a gigantic display visible from pretty much anywhere within the city limits in the Dells. So that's one worth checking out.
That sounds great. And the Dells is just such a wonderful destination anyway.
You know, it is. I think we often associate it with all the water parks and kids activities, and that is so true. I mean, kids love it. But there's a lot of really quiet and beautiful and wellness opportunities, incredible culinary and shopping. There's so much to the Dells. It's one of those places where no matter who you have in your travel party, everybody's going to walk away having had a good day.
For sure. What else is on your list?
All right, another good idea is the 4th of July festival in Green Bay. It's called Fire Over the Fox. They boast the biggest fireworks display north of Milwaukee. It's a day-long festival. It's packed with live music, ceremonies and salutes, food and carnival rides, and there's a water ski show on the Fox River, which you should not miss.
Wonderful. Any other 4th of July parties, celebrations that you personally enjoy?
Yeah, you know, I have one more idea for you. So this is Wisconsin's largest fireworks display is the Shake the Lake. This is the free celebration along Lake Monona in Madison. It's an evening of food and live music, kicks off. It's just a must-see spectacle in downtown Madison. All leads up to an incredible show, you know, out over the water. You can arrive before the fireworks to check out the petting zoo and to see the human cannonball shoot into the lake.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to be the human cannonball. I can tell you that.
Who do they find to do that?
I don't know, but it won't be me.
I'll watch. It sounds fun.
I'm really curious. I mean, your job is you know, to you review all of these incredible events and make recommendations. What's your personal favorite of all of the events that go on in the summer? Do you have one that you personally have to go to every single year?
Oh my gosh, what a difficult, I mean, I guess it is what it is. I never miss Mile of Music. That's one that, and it's a bit of a trek. Like I have to plan to get up there, but I'm always just so happy when I just kind of scoot into the crowd, just kind of anonymously kind of hide away and just, you know, just get lost in the music and be a part of a community. What's so fun about that particular festival is that people are really there for the music. They really want to hear the songwriters and the musicianship and just a great way to kind of let it all go. But that's true of any music festival or any festival, really. It's just a chance to kind of put your to-do list aside and kind of be restored.
They are quiet, too. People are quiet as they're listening. You're not hearing all kinds of noise. When the music starts, it is, I mean, it's great. I've got about 10 seconds left. Where can people go to find ideas on where to go and what to do this summer with Travel Wisconsin?
Yeah, well, we have fun ideas for you at travelwisconsin.com. We have 1,600 different events that you can explore. And we also have some fun games so you can test your knowledge of Wisconsin's events.
Sounds great. You're listening to Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward, extending a sincere thanks to our guest, Ann Sayers. Our producers are Joy Ratchkramer and Kate Spranger. Our executive producer is Rick Ryer. Joy is also our on-air producer today. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. You can hear the archive of today's program and our previous programs at WPR.org/Route51. You can also subscribe to our podcast. It's available from your favorite platform. The special music today you heard included Don Henley, Himesh Patel, Madeline Peru, and we're leaving you with a song from Chicken Wire Empire, who'll perform June 9th at Simply Folk Shindig, a Wisconsin Public Radio event held at Whitewater Music Hall in Wausau. Details and tickets at WPR.org. /presents. If you have an idea for a future program, email us at ideas@wpr.org. We'd love to hear from you. Next week, we'll be back with another discussion, and we hope you'll join in. Until then, we're heading out of town.
Whiskey in my head. I'm trying to find a way to be a better man. You know I tried my best. I always do. Still love you. Still love you. On my shoulders, I'm losing my soul. When you don't get back to me, Lord, I lose control. I need peace of mind. What should I do?